You're with SBS Radio.
SBS Filipino.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Ito po si Shella Franklin at ngayon kasama ko po sina Fids Arnaiz at si Gary. Sila po ang may-ari ng Barako Cafe and Grill. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Fids and Gary.
Magandang umaga din sa iyo, Shella.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
So, unang-una kong tanong sa inyong dalawa, ano ang naging inspirasyon ninyo kung bakit kayo nagtayo nitong restaurant na ito?
Sa akin, I am studying chef here. So, inano ko yung ginamit ko yung pinag-aralan ko dito. And then one is my fashion. Cooking is one of my fashion. So, naisipan ko magtayo ng ganito. And we're both partners. So, I'm his chef also. And then we both have inspiration to build the restaurant na wala pa sa ibang Filipino restaurant na we both fusion, combination of us Filipino and Australian food or Western food. Yeah.
Gary, what made you start this business?
It's always been my dream to open my own restaurant. So I've been a chef now for 30 years and working, opening other restaurants for other people. And I just wanted to do something for myself, you know, get out there and have my name out there and people tasting my food and things like that, yeah.
So how long ago did you start this restaurant?
It was about 7 months ago.
We started August 12th
of last year.
Yeah, last year, 2017, okay. Yeah. Unexpected, we buy a restaurant. It's not a plan, by the way.
Okay.
But we're just looking. But we're just only talking. How about we can check some restaurant for sale? Because I worked before as a head chef in Bindun Cafe and Restaurant, and you work in the mines, and we both chef. And then we're just thinking. And then I'm making also some. Before when I was studying, I have doing my business plan.
Uh-huh.
Actually, this is my second business plan. The first, my business plan is the other cafe. I make it. And then this is the second one. So he told me that why we didn't build our restaurant than to other people. So napag-anuhan namin, okay, we check some restaurant na makabaka makikita tayo ng medyo mura-mura nga.
Yeah.
But mostly restaurant is really expensive.
Oh.
Especially in the city. Yeah, we check some, but it's not a plan. Just only some, what's it? You're just only some. Oh, we're just check some in the Gumtree.
Yeah,
yeah. We're just only some fun. Just fun only, and then we're just checking in the Gumtree and some real estate property that sale for a restaurant. And then we said, oh, we see some restaurant the first sale, and then we see Midland is how many restaurants we see for sale?
Four.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's cafe.
Yeah.
And then we check. Oh, and then last time we have some here near. And then we check some restaurant. And then he told me, oh, have one restaurant for sale for a very low price.
Mm.
And we come here, we check. And when we check, because of the prices, give us the interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's really, really low. That time is, they sell one to urgently. So equipment is really good.
Oh, okay.
Everything is in place. Equipments,
so kasama na, but what about yung tables and chairs?
Chairs, cafe.
Okay.
So, bumili lang kami ng konting equipment.
Yeah,
konti lang talaga nadagdag namin. And then, but, so we think that we don't need renovation. We renovate, but little bit we change the painting.
Yeah.
So, we check some cafe, we need a lot of renovation.
Mm.
Kasi magiging gusto niya kasi is fine dining restaurant.
I see, okay.
So, and then we just come up because we check some Filipino restaurant. Mostly it's like the Carinderia style.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So Carinderia style. So we want to, we talk that, oh, how about we just to build a fine dining restaurant because wala pa tayong nakikitang medyo talagang as in a fine dining na mag-i-enjoy naman yung ano. So na-come up namin yung idea na yun. And then we check that mostly restaurant, Filipino restaurant is they just authentic Filipino, mostly.
Yeah.
So, there's a problem of the partners of Aussie also and the Filipino. Some Aussie guys didn't want to go Filipino restaurant because wala silang choice.
I see.
Yeah. Uh-oh. So, we come up our idea for the menu.
Uh-oh. Yes. Actually, yun nga ang susunod kong tanong. Uh-huh. When you said fusion, anong klase ang ma-expect ba ng mga tao na pupunta rito?
They can expect, if you're Filipino, you can expect the Filipino food na may mix din siya. May mix din siya ng mga ingredients from the Australia, from here, local. Like our halo-halo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, our halo-halo have not be considered at all. Is like our halo-halo, we put an ice cream both. Have from Philippines and have from here in Australia, like the strawberry from here.
See.
So just fusion and some milk also. So we just make like fusions together with some ingredients from here locally and from Philippines.
Okay.
Yep.
And Gary, what do you think naman is the combination that you're putting in? So Australian and Filipino, what is your personal contribution naman na how can you say it's Australianized?
Okay, I suppose it's more a huge mixture of Australian foods. I mean, Australia is a sort of like a melting pot from cuisines all around the world. So, I mean, you look at our dishes on our menu where we have some burgers and things like that. Obviously, they would come from America. Mm. We have ribs. We have fish and chips. We have steaks. We have our local seafoods grilled. So, yeah, and we have the Aussie breakfast with bacon and eggs and things like that. So,
and
we have the Filipino breakfast. So that's where the fusion comes in. And my part, I suppose I've worked in lots of restaurants over the years and have worked overseas as well too. I've worked in Europe, around Europe and things. So bringing all those sort of things together is really exciting,
So, ano ba ang mga specials ninyo ngayon? Like, in what time are you open ba? Parang makapunta dito yung ating mga kababayan.
We have a special like the inasal sa atin sa Pilipinas. So, that's also demand now here. Actually, that's our long time special, but all people, they always asking us. So, maybe later we will put that one in our menu and our barbecue skewer also. We start before like small konti lang noon ang inaano namin ginagawa na skewer, but now it comes like times 5 na ngayon sa requirements na every week na binibili namin. Like before nagaano lang kami ng 5 kilos a week, but now it's takes like 20 kilos now.
Naging very popular na siya.
Yeah, popular na yung barbecue skewer.
May secret sauce ba kayo din sa barbecue?
Yes, we have our secret. There's also a fusion our sauce.
I see.
Yeah. And then we have also a seafood splatter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's also Aussie likes. Yeah, the seafood splatter. Yeah. And we have the pancit palabok also.
Meron ba kayong mga special days na ano, or is it the same menu all throughout the week?
Now we have mayroon kaming mga special weekly special introduce.
Yeah.
And then after that week tinatanggal na namin. So if it is okay if the customer want that menu, because we develop some menus every week, and then if nagugustuhan nila, so we can continue for that. Mm-hmm. Or later, we just put in our menu together. So, we're just develop now our 2018 menu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe next month, hopefully, we'll be print our 2018 menu. So, have a changes of our menu from the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so, kung merong pumupunta rito na nagre-request ng wala sa menu, pwede rin ba yung ganon?
Ay, oo. Katulad ng mga iba naming customer, they want, because wala kasi sa menu namin yung mga sinigang and some stuff. Some menu na wala talaga. So, as long as we have ingredients, so we cook for it. Niluluto pa rin namin. So, ire-request lang nila.
Yeah.
And then, mag-ask lang sa chef. And sabi ng chef na, okay, we'll just do it. Ginagawa pa rin namin.
Oh, that's very good service.
Yeah.
So, ano ang plano ninyo in the near future kumaga regarding the restaurant? Ano pa ang iba ninyong nakikita?
In the near future, our plan. We just continue.
Continue going as we, you know, try to...
New ideas,
new menus as we continue, you know, Even some people said to us, you know, when are we opening up in other suburbs? You know, are we going to open up? And I said, oh, not yet, because we don't have the staff trained to our standards that we want yet, because we're both chefing, so we're both cooking. We don't have another chef to relieve us while we're having a break, so we need to develop this restaurant first, and then later if we decide if it gets too small, too popular, we may have to look at a new premise and, you know, maybe build our own restaurant, expand somewhere else.
Actually, ngayon pa lang, di ba, meron na kayong karaoke room or function room na pwedeng ma-hire. So, you wanna tell us more about it?
Regarding po dyan sa function room namin, meron kaming exclusive function room. So, it cater for 20 to 30 person. So, meron kaming mga package. If you want, may mga package kami na ano, mag-email lang or mag-message sa Facebook or magkatawag sa amin and then to come here. Tapos, i-cater ka sila kung... Depend, ang ano namin, na pag-uusap ang package is depend of the food, what you want. And then... include with the if you want include the decoration and kung ano yung magiging request nila, so ibibigay pa rin namin. It depends to the request of the client.
Mga ilang weeks notice or days notice ang kailangan?
Mostly we need that 15 days or 2 weeks. Kailangan makabook, pero mostly kasi sa days, lalo na weekend, nakabook na yon. So pag hindi siya nakabook, so even 1 week pa lang ibubook nila, basta available yung day, lang. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kasi, syempre, karamihan gusto nila weekends ang party. So, I'm sure book na ang weekends, very popular ang weekends. So, kailangan the longer ang notice, mas mabuti.
Yes. Mostly sa amin dito, ang iba, 1 month pa lang nagbubook na. Mm. So, mostly, especially ang Saturday, because we have a band. So, minsan naman, paglalagpas ng 40 person to 50 person, so kinikater na yung buong restaurant. Kinaclose na namin for the client na, for example, 50 person. And then, what our outside al fresco, the table is available for all the customer. Mm-hmm. Available pa rin siya para sa customer, lalo na pag may mga nagwo-walk in and the long drive. Mm-hmm. So, inaano pa rin namin kinikater, but I'm sorry for that ang mabibigay lang namin na the table is outside table lang.
Mm-hmm. And nabanggit mo meron kayong banda every Saturday ba? Sino sila at anong klaseng music ang piniplay nila?
The mid-range band. They play the acoustic music mixed by Tagalog, Filipino songs and English songs. So, and then, they can join the band also. First set, the band will sing. The second set, the customer, if you want to sing.
Okay.
a lot of our customer do that in the second set. So, they give to the customer, the band will play their... And then, the customer will sing for the second set and third set. Yeah, it's good for them because they can show their talents.
Gary, I'm sure, alam mo na, you know that Filipinos like to sing.
Yes.
What about you? Do you sing?
I try and stay away from the microphone. I used to, when I was like younger, I could sing. I think my voice has changed as I got older. But so I try and stay away from the microphone. Only when the restaurant is closed, but maybe I sing to feds.
Ikaw naman, feds. Ano? Sumasali ka rin ba sa mga customers ninyo?
Here, hindi.
Oh, hindi.
Kasi busy sa kitchen. So, I'm just concentrating the kitchen at the back, the food. And then sa front, may staff naman ako sa front na mapagkatiwalaan din. So, they are the one. And then the mic will be give to the customer. Even I have some friends coming here. Yeah. So, binibigay ko pa rin yan sa mga customer lahat. Even here in our band. So, the band will give all the customer that they like request songs. Mm-hmm. And if they want to sing, so give the customer. Because we have here the priority is customer first.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ayan, maraming salamat po. So, one last thing. Kailan kayo bukas or your opening days and times, please?
Okay, so we're open from Tuesday through to Sunday.
Friday. Yeah.
Yeah. And we open at 11 a.m. And we close in the afternoon for a short break.
Tuesday to Friday we are open 11 to 3, and then we We close 3 o'clock for break, and then 5 o'clock we open again until to 9. And then Saturday, Sunday, we open 10 o'clock in the morning. We cater some breakfast. So 10 o'clock until 9 o'clock in the evening. So we serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay. Yes. Anything else that you would like to add para to invite our kababayan to come and taste your specialties here in Baraco?
I suppose a lot of the comments we get from people, our customers that come here, sometimes they're very surprised to see an Aussie cooking in the kitchen. Yeah, but, you know, apparently I've been told I can cook good Filipino food, so, yeah, it's good to get that feedback from our customers. So. Yeah. And we get a lot of our customers travel a long way, so... Mm. Yesterday we had people from Kalgoorlie, so and other people from Joondalup and Mandurah. Yeah. So, you know, they're driving, you know, sometimes up to 6 hours just to come and have a meal. So, yeah, I invite everybody to come and try it once and come back again. Yes.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm sure that you have enticed a lot of the Filipinos here in Perth to come and eat here in Baraco Cafe and Grill. So, again, thank you very much, Gary and Feds. And until next time, magkita uli tayo.
Thank you, Cello.
Thank you.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika. Bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.
sbs.com.au